Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Football Podcast with myself, Azad, and we have Jack with us. Welcome, Jack, again.
Hi, Azad. I want to know, why is this a special episode?
Well, this is the review of the 2025-2026 season, and of course, Arsenal won the Premier League after 22 years.
And this is where I say congratulations, right?
This is where you say congratulations, Jack. We deserve it.
Yes. I will say this through gritted teeth, but congratulations to Arsenal and to you as a lifelong Arsenal fan, 22 long years. And, you know, if you can win the Premier League after 38 games, you deserve it. So all credit to Arsenal.
Yeah, it's been a marathon. I know Jack likes doing marathons. It's been a marathon of a season. And honestly, I want to say I'm gassed, right? This is a slang word that we use in the UK to say that I'm really, really happy. I'm over the moon. I'm more than over the moon, right? I'm on top of the world.
You're on top of the world.
And I'm just so, so happy. I'm gassed right now. I'm just really, really excited. And yeah, it's been a long time.
Did you always think you were going to do it? You know, you had confidence at the beginning of the season. You got a great team. You brought in some good players. And you also brought in Gyökeres.
He's a good player.
Sure. Did he start in the Champions League final? Anyway, we'll come to that in a bit. But you've got a great team, probably the best 11 in England. Did you always think you were going to do it? Did you have some nervy moments?
Well, we have been top of the league pretty much the whole season. So that's one thing I would say. I did have my doubts slightly towards the end when we were losing a couple of games and Man City were getting really, really good at that time. They were really in form. They had a purple patch for quite a while. And, you know, we heard all this noise from the haters, right? Oh, they're going to bottle it again. Jack was...
I hate that word.
I know.
I hate that word, bottle. It's lost all meaning.
It has, right? And... yeah, we got over the line. We did it.
Yes, to the listener, Azad and I had some really interesting, you know, WhatsApp messages back and forth. I was saying, "Oh, you're feeling it," and you were quite unwavering. I give you credit that you never lost perspective. You did stick by your team, even though, you know, Manchester City have form in previous years, not last year, but to you know, push you all the way and then like pip you to the finish. So, you know, they are intimidating as an outfit, but Arsenal stuck at it and best team in England. What can you say? Who would be the standout players for you, Azad?
I think there's quite a few, but to name three, right? Otherwise, I have to name the whole team.
Apart from a few, but yeah.
Which ones, Jack? Which ones? No, all of them. I'm joking. So I think David Raya, the goalkeeper, he saved us in so many situations. He had a few nervy moments, but he's a goalkeeper at the end of the day. He's going to have a few nervy moments. Gabriel, the centre-back, I really like William Saliba. I think he's just so cool and calm and collected. And just the standout player, Declan Rice, he's got to win the player of the season. He has to.
Well, it's already been given to Bruno Fernandes. So
no, it hasn't. Not yet.
Do you mean the Arsenal player of the season? Yeah. That spine of the team is exceptional.
I agree.
And I think one of our earliest podcasts, we were talking about memories that formed us as football fans and also lovers of our respective clubs, Arsenal and Manchester United. And you talked fondly about one of your early formative memories, going to the parade when you won it as the Invincibles in 2004. And you got to go to the parade following your Premier League success. How was that?
It was amazing, honestly, just to see so many happy faces. I think it was summed up by my neighbour as I was coming back from the parade very well. He just said, it's so nice to see so many happy faces out there. I live so close to the stadium and just to see everyone just so excited and happy and not just focusing on any stress or any worries in their lives, that everyone was just so happy and having a great time outside in the parade. It was quite cramped. People were climbing on buildings and climbing on roofs, but it was amazing to see.
On bus stops and lampposts.
So scary to get on top of the bus stop. Like, people were telling them, get down now. get off that because we've seen it broken before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Carnivals.
Of course, it's not. They're not designed to be climbed.
They're not designed like that, yeah. But just to see those scenes was amazing. And I got to spend it with a couple of my friends as well. So
who are Arsenal for supporters?
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Not just for the day.
Bring your Spurs, mate.
But yeah, they really had a great time. We all had a great time. The weather was fantastic as well. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. It was there in the middle. So
yeah.
It was perfect. The day was amazing. So I really enjoyed the parade after such a long time. We actually did a podcast about my first memory of being an Arsenal fan. And if you want to go back to that, it's there. But we did a podcast about that a long, long time ago, a few years ago. So I feel like this is a full circle moment for me to go back to that parade now as an adult, not a young kid.
Yeah. It's, you know, I was in London and I was saying to Azad, flew in from a holiday in Sweden, and the amount of Arsenal shirts that you saw, and even though Arsenal are one of our rivals, you can't resent a team too much for being the best and also bringing people together. You know, let Arsenal have their moment. I didn't see any fighting, any animosity. There's way too many Arsenal shirts. You know, they all came out of the woodwork. But you think for this moment, they're celebrating something positive. And, you know, you let them have their moment in the spotlight. I think that's perfectly fine. I'm not seeing any aggravation. It's celebrating success. And, you know, you should let, and it has happened in London, which is, you know, full of so many football teams. And I think to other rivals' credit, they have let Arsenal, you know, as I said, take that spotlight and have a great parade. You know, over two decades waiting for the Premier League title, and that has to have been your main objective. I know we're speaking after you got to the Champions League final and you lost to PSG on penalties, so close, but the Premier League was always the target, and it's great that you got so many people to come out to that parade. You know, North London was red. But you've got all these people from across the world, you know, flying in to celebrate this team's success. So all credit to you.
Yeah, just overriding emotions were just emotional. You know, people were tearing up all over the place. So it was such an amazing feat. And hopefully we can do it again next season after coming second, right?
Well, what I was going to say as well is enjoy it while it lasts.
Man United are coming.
Because Man United... Man United are back, baby. We've got Michael Carrick at the wheel, and 26-27 is our season, mate.
Yeah, let's see. I think it might be quite close, actually. But I genuinely think Man United are going to be nowhere near us next season, because we're going to strengthen, we're going to get better, and I think Man United are going to do well, and they're going to be challenging. I genuinely think that, which I think is a great achievement to be challenging for the league. But yeah, what did you think about this season then, Jack? How did you feel about the season for Man United, for other teams? How did you feel?
Okay, so from an outsider's perspective, looking at the title race, Arsenal were the best team. They weren't the most glamorous, you know, not the most attractive to watch, but they got their tactics down to a T, you know, and as I said before, you only have to give them credit. You know, if you have won the Premier League after 38 games, you deserve to win the Premier League. However, Manchester United, my team, were never in the title race. It's been a topsy-turvy, up-and-down season. We sacked our manager, Ruben Amorim, who wasn't very good, and replaced him with a former player, Michael Carrick. And what I will say is that we started to play football that I wanted to watch. We started to play as a team, and I've heard... you know, journalists talk about, you know, they've heard that the dressing room is now United and, well, literally Manchester United, but also they have unity and camaraderie, which hasn't been seen in previous seasons. There's a sort of core unit there. And Bruno Fernandes, you know, he's past 30 now. He's past 30 years of age, and he's had the best season at our club since he arrived in 2020. So I'm delighted the way it ends, and it sort of hints at positive things to come.
And are you happy with the appointment of Michael Carrick? Now he's been confirmed as a permanent manager, and, you know, with the team that you have and the players that you're linked with, Are you happy with this move forward?
Yes. One thing I will say, Michael Carrick, I'm not too sure about him tactically yet. Mm. I've had a few questions about, some of his decisions in the second half of the season with him at the helm. But he carries himself well. And what I will say is that there's not been any noise coming out of Old Trafford. You know, we've had like loads of negative stories in recent years, you know, players leaking team news or fractious relationships with the manager. If he can control that, and let's give him, we've got him on a 2-year contract now, give him those 2 years. If we're not anywhere near to a title challenge, then we'll say, thank you, Michael. It's been, you know, you steadied the ship and we will now take it to the next stage. But yeah, I'm fine with giving him 2 years, a sensible contract, and what a great ambassador for the club. I've met him once at a book signing. And he's quite a boring man, and I'm happy with boring. And I think he's happy with being boring as well. We're in a good spot at the moment. I'm not going to, predict.
No, you are, Jack. Go on.
I don't want it to be recorded, but yeah, a title challenge is coming.
Off record.
Off the record, exactly.
Off the record, yeah, exactly. Okay, great. So what do you guys think of the season? How do you feel about your team?
Were Arsenal worthy champions? Let us know.
Of course they were. There's no question about that. Don't let us know. We know. let us know what you think. Apart from that, how you feel about the season and what you think about the next season to come. It's going to be really, really exciting, right? With all these changes, all these managers. There's so many different managers now, right? Leaving and coming and all this kind of stuff. So let us know your thoughts and lovely to have you guys again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.